Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Brad Nessler from CBS Sports play-by-play man joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brad.
How's everybody doing, fellas?
Fantastic, and we certainly are going to be fantastic. 3:30 kickoff, the Tennessee Volunteers and the Georgia Bulldogs. Is there anything you think people are missing? Good coaching by Kirby Smart comes in, defending national champion at home, but then Josh Heupel and his offense and his quarterback certainly make college football fun as these two Titans collide.
Fun is the right word when you talk about Tennessee, guys. They're a pleasure to do because you know they're going to score points, and they do it in bunches. I don't think I've seen a mesh of a quarterback and a coach this good in a long time. That's been the difference. You know, you got a six-year quarterback who's soon to be 25, kind of like Stetson Bennett is, and he and Josh Heupel are just so on the same page, and Alex Golish, their offensive coordinator, and, you know, the way those receivers are, their running game is great. Tennessee deserves to be number one, but it doesn't matter if they're number one or Georgia's number three, you know, Monday or Tuesday next week. Whoever wins it will be number one.
We always talk about the defensive coordinators and their challenge when they play Tennessee, speed, space, everything else. As a broadcaster, what kind of challenge does it bring for you when you're talking about 13, 14 seconds and another play is being snapped and they're rushing to the line the way that they do?
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us, guys, is it's a different way to do the broadcast as far as the truck is concerned. You have a limited amount of time to get replays in because they're running three plays a minute. You know, if Gary goes to telestrate something, by the time he draws a circle, that circle's moving. it kind of changes how we do the game, and there's not a lot of really time for sideline stories, that type of thing, the rate they go and the speed they go. And the other thing I think that's a little bit different is because of, you said, the wide splits and how they use all 53 and a third width of the field. Is a lot of times we don't get to zoom in quite so much. It's almost like we're doing, you know, Finn and Hutton, you guys know about all 22 compared to, you know, coaches film and all that kind of stuff. So the look of the game might seem like, you know, we're doing it from a satellite or something at times, because to get everybody on the page and everybody on the field, you have to have a wider shot. So everything's a little bit different when you do a team that plays as wide as they do and goes as fast as they do.
Brad, curious to know, have you had production meetings with the coaches yet, and is there anything that you feel like you kind of took away from talking with the coaches, if you have, that may be flying under the radar as it relates to either team for this game?
Yeah, all our meetings are tomorrow, guys, and so from that standpoint, I don't know that we learned that much from those meetings anyway. They've become such a secretive thing these days. You know, the fact that we've had Tennessee twice and had Georgia last week helps a little bit, but, you know, they were preparing for totally different teams last week in Kentucky and Florida. So I don't know that we'll find out that much more. This thing has been analyzed over and over and over in so many different directions as well. It should be. It's what you guys do every day, and it's what I do every Saturday, you know. So there's always surprises, though. That's the key. I mean, when you start planning things, and we have our production meetings, and we go, we think it's going to go this way, we think it's going to go that way, and in the first 5 minutes of the game, it goes completely in a different direction a lot of times. So you got to kind of do everything on the fly as you go, and that's what we'll do on Saturday.
Brad Nessler, CBS play-by-play announcer for CBS, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. When you look at things statistically, there are a lot of things that just make this game just about as equal and as even as they could be. Rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, they're just right there. The biggest difference is the quarterback position. Stetson Bennett has had a lot of criticism over the last few years. He's got 9 touchdown passes this year. Your thoughts on the quarterback matchup and what would be required of Hendon Hooker going up against a Georgia defense, and what will be required of Stetson Bennett, where he may have to throw the ball a little bit more for touchdowns in a game like this?
Yeah, Stetson probably doesn't want to throw a couple of those passes he threw against Florida last week. Hutt knows that. You know, sometimes you get a little bit too gunslingerish, and he did that at times last week. I think he'll be a little more careful with the ball. Hendon Hooker is, you know, he's just been unbelievable. Last 2 years, he's accounted for 57 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions, and only one of those picks is this year. He did throw one against Georgia last year. Got sacked 5 times, so it's such a different team. I think Tennessee is just so much better than they were a year ago. Hendon's going to do his thing. He's going to throw for 300 and however many touchdowns. Georgia can't worry, and the fans can't worry about Georgia's number one SEC defense, number two in the country, all that baloney. Forget it, you know. Hold them to – you want to beat Tennessee, hold them to like 30 points and then go out and score more than that yourself. That's the key. I don't think they can get too wrapped up in trying to be a 10-point game. Holding Tennessee to 10 points is not going to happen. If you hold them to 40, might be good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be a different animal, you know. They score on everybody. They force a lot of turnovers. They're +8 on the turnover margin, and Georgia's even right now. That's kind of a big difference. I think Tennessee's defense is better than everybody thinks. That not maybe against the pass, but they do stop the run pretty well. One thing they don't do well so far, just a little key, is they're in the bottom 20 in the country in covering tight ends, both yardage-wise and touchdown-wise.
Uh-oh.
And I think we all know that Georgia does that pretty well. So if there's one little thing to look for, if they can't cover the tight end, and a lot of people haven't been able to cover Georgia's tight ends, that might be a long day for the Tennessee defense.
Brad, why do you think Josh Heupel has been able to have success so much quicker than the other Tennessee coaches that came before him, between Philip Fulmer and Josh Heupel? Why has he succeeded much quicker than the Jeremy Pruitts, the Butch Jones of the world?
You know, he's kind of got a Big 12 offense that's succeeding in the SEC, and that wasn't supposed to be able to happen. You know, he's been in this thing since he was a player in junior college. And I did the national championship the year Oklahoma beat Florida State, and he was runner-up to Chris Wenke for the Heisman. You know, and he came out of that thing, it was Kevin Wilson, Kevin Sumlin, and Mike Leach were the quote coordinators for Oklahoma. And they found this guy at a junior college named Josh Heupel, and they said, we got to find a guy that can go fast, think fast, and make the right decisions. And everything he's done, basically, other than when he was fired at Oklahoma as offensive coordinator, he's just kept it rolling, you know, Missouri, Utah State, UCF. He's had this brand of football in his body, in his soul, and in his mind. And the guys he's brought along, the coaching staff he's brought along, they all believe in it. And it's just a great mesh, you know. It's just go, go, go. And it's different for Tennessee. I mean, I know it's different for the whole SEC, but they've got it working. And he's been successful just pretty much everywhere he's been. And he believes in what he's doing, and it's working.
Well, we thank you for your time. We're certainly all looking for a great game around here nationally. This is going to be one of the more memorable games between these programs in both programs' history, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road, Brad.
I'm sure none of you guys are going to party this weekend at all.
No. We'll take it
all.
Easy. Yeah.
Well, if you do it for me, will you?
Thanks for the time, Brad. Brad Nessler, play-by-play man for CBS and the SEC football and college hoops as well.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.